When reporting in economic terms, hawks and doves are two birds of a feather who don't flock together. It's not entirely clear when the analogy of using birds to describe monetary policy first came about. Now, both birds have been long-time war metaphors in the press. But the financial media only widely adopted them in the 80s to describe a central banker's sentiment. Now, as a bird of prey, the hawk in economics is used to describe someone who advocates keeping inflation low as a priority and would therefore favour tighter monetary policy. A hawk would then trim the purchases of government bonds and raise interest rates to restrict monetary supply. Higher rates makes borrowing more expensive, so consumers and businesses are less likely to take out loans to make purchases or investments. The result? Keeping a lid on the rising cost of living. But taming inflation may also have the unintended effect of raising unemployment. The dove, as a biblical symbol of peace, is the opposite. Now, the dove typically wants interest rates to go lower or become more accommodative. Its wingspan also covers the purchases of bonds and other instruments by central banks. It's all aimed at increasing the supply of money in the system, thereby boosting aggregate demand and helping to create more jobs. But the downside to that is that it can also generate more inflationary pressure. In the case of the US Federal Reserve System, policy is set by a board of 12 members who are a mixture of hawks and doves. And they decide at a Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, meeting the federal funds rate, which, with the best information that they have. Now, this benchmark interest rate can only go up or down, and hawks and doves on different purchases when they make the pace of hiking or hiking at all. There are centrists too. Now, current US Fed Chair Jerome Powell, for example, he's been given his own bird call, pigeon, which is suitable because he's the carrier of the central bank's carefully worded statements and messages, always something that financial media and investors parse and peck at incessantly, using their eagle eyes as they search for meaning in central bank speak that's not always as straight as the crow flies.